Falcon Radio 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.
Up next, we have a special interview with Dr. Jim McIntyre by Sarah, Ben, and Tanaya Jess.
Good morning and welcome to a special edition of the Flying Falcon Show. I'm your host, Sarah Emery, and I'm joined by fellow students Tanaya Gist and Ben Miller. February is National Magnet School Month, and as you may or may not know, the School of Communications here at Fulton High School is one of the many magnet school options for students in Knox County. We are joined today by some special guests who are here to talk with us about what makes the magnet school program so special and how students in Knox County specifically can benefit from having these options. First, let me introduce the superintendent of Knox County Schools, Dr. Jim McIntyre. Also with us today is Casey Robeson, Innovation Specialist with the Office of Innovation and School Improvement. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Sarah. Glad to be here with you.
Dr. McIntyre, my first question is for you. As the Knox County Superintendent, what do you think makes the magnet program so special?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me here on Falcon Radio. It's very exciting and always great to be with you. And, I think there's a lot about our magnet programs that are special. I think in particular, our school board has embraced in our strategic plan this notion of multiple pathways to success. And the idea is that every student in the Knox County Schools can be successful, and really, in today's world, must be successful if they're going to really enjoy a fulfilling life and part of the economic system in the United States. And so we want to make sure that every student has the opportunity to have an outstanding education. And so, but the idea is that perhaps the comprehensive sort of traditional high school experience is not where every student is going to find success, that perhaps there needs to be some other pathways or options for students to be able to see where they're going to be successful. And I think that, you know, the School of Communications here at Fulton is an outstanding example of that. This is a great way for students to engage in something that they really find interesting and enjoyable. But that's how we really organize your learning around that particular theme here. But of course, there's lots of other choices and lots of other options. The International Baccalaureate Program at West High School, the L&N STEM Academy, the Career Magnet Academy, all of the STEM and STEAM programs that we have across the system. So I think it's just a great opportunity for students to find what's exciting and intriguing and engaging for them in their learning and find that pathway to success that's going to work for them.
So our next question for you, Dr. McIntyre, is when did the magnet program begin and why have a magnet program?
Yeah, so my understanding of our magnet program here in the Knox County Schools is that it began probably about 25 years ago. And part of how it began was really about our voluntary desegregation program and thinking about how we engage students and families from across the community into certain of our schools. And I think that over time, it's really grown to be so much broader than that, and really about this notion of really putting in place some exciting and innovative different types of programming for students, some different opportunities for kids to be able to find success in different ways, and to really be able to organize learning in ways that are exciting and interesting to students. And I think, you know, some of the examples I cited earlier are great reasons for us to have magnet programs, and really to recognize that students learn in different ways and that students have different interests. And I think what's also important about magnet programs is connecting what you're doing to today to perhaps something that you might be interested in the future. So I don't know how many of you might be in the communications industry in the future, but it certainly makes the learning relevant. It certainly makes that connection to what might happen in the future, and it allows you to apply some of the learning that you acquire in English language arts or science or mathematics to something that's of interest to you, something that might be a part of your future. So I think there's a lot of great reasons to have magnet schools, and I think probably the biggest one is to just provide greater opportunities for our students to learn and be successful.
Another question for you, Dr. McIntyre, is what makes the magnet schools different from other schools?
Yeah, thanks, Tania. I think, again, it probably is the standards are very much as rigorous in our magnet schools and our magnet programs as they are in all of our other schools. And in fact, you know, we were required to meet the academic standards that are set out by the state of Tennessee. So, you know, students are going to have requirements in English language arts and mathematics and science and social studies. and the like. But I think what's special about our magnet schools is the way that we're able to organize learning for students in different ways, and to, you know, to apply some of that. You know, I think about, for example, the LNN STEM Academy. I know they've got, you know, when they think about some of their math courses or their science courses, they also think about, well, how does this apply to the STEM disciplines? How does this apply to bridge building, or how does this apply to engineering or the engineering process? And it, I think it allows students to really engage in different ways in learning around a theme that maybe you don't see as much in schools that don't have those magnet programs. I don't know if Ms. Robeson has anything to add to that.
Yeah, so I was going to mention all of those same things when we talk about our magnet schools and what they offer students and why a student might choose to go to a magnet school. All of our schools have themes, so our students are learning the same curriculum throughout the county, but they get to view it through a different lens. It might be visual and performing arts or STEAM or media and communications, but it really gives kiddos an opportunity to hone in on their interests and start thinking about their future even at elementary ages, and get to learn through their passion.
Well, I think this leads into one of our next questions for you, Ms. Robeson. It's, will you give us an overview of the different magnet opportunities provided within Knox County?
Absolutely. So we have three elementary magnet schools. We have Beaumont Magnet Academy, and their theme is visual and performing arts, and they also offer honors classes for kindergarten through fifth grade. We have Green Magnet Academy, which is a STEAM school, so they learn through science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And then we have Sarahmore Green Magnet Academy, which is a media and communication school. We have currently one middle school magnet program, and that's Vine Middle Magnet Academy. They are also a STEAM school. And then we have five high schools that have magnet programs. So we have Fulcom here with the media and communications. We have Austin East, which is visual and performing arts. We have the LNN STEM Academy, which is our STEAM school. We have Career Magnet Academy, which is college and career readiness. And then we have West High School, which is our international baccalaureate diploma program.
I have another question for you, Ms. Robeson.
Sure.
How can a student benefit from being in a magnet school?
So like we were talking about earlier, students really get to, first of all, they choose to go to a magnet program, right? So they could, they choose to give up their zone school and go to a magnet school where they can learn through the lens of what they enjoy and what they're passionate about. So they can benefit because they are at a school of their choosing where they're learning the curriculum that they would be learning at their zone school, but they really get to view it through a different lens. For instance, at Beaumont, students take a dance class. So they are still talking about math, but that dance teacher is integrating math through what they're learning in movement. And all of our students who choose to go to a magnet school have that opportunity to learn the curriculum, but they get to learn it through their passion.
So we have another question for you, Dr. McIntyre. How do you envision the magnet program in Knox County growing in the coming years, and where do you see it going?
Great. Thank you, Ben. Well, first of all, I think we've seen remarkable success in the magnet programs in the Knox County schools, and I'm really proud of what we've been able to put in place and see really be incredibly successful. And when I speak about that, when I'm talking about being successful, I'm always talking about seeing enhancements to student learning and success. For me, that's how we measure what has been successful. And I think when I look around the room here and see all of you doing the great work that you're doing and excelling academically and, really having more opportunities for future, for your future, both personally and professionally, I think those are part of how we measure the success. So I'm really proud of what we've been able to accomplish thus far. I hope and believe that we'll continue to build on the success that we've seen and expand the magnet offerings that we have. It continues to be in our strategic plan, Excellence for Every Child, that we continue to offer multiple pathways to success. I think that's really a big part of how we personalize learning for students and how we make sure that every student is met where they are and given the opportunity to excel. So I'd love to see, I'll give you a couple ideas that we have, going forward. We'd love to see a sort of an international type of a magnet program, maybe a two-way language immersion program, so that you learn both, students who are native Spanish speakers and students who are native English speakers both learn in a school together, and they learn both English and Spanish, and they all learn together, and it really can be a beautiful program. I hope that that's in our future. I also hope that maybe an early education school, maybe a Montessori type of an offering might be in our future as a magnet school as well. I think there's lots of interest and participation